Amen. Well, let's read our text this evening. Vamos a leer nuestro texto esta tarde in James chapter 3, Santiago capítulo 3, verse 16, versículo 16. And then we'll pray and get started. Después oramos y empezamos. James 3:16, Santiago 3:16. For where jealousy or envy and selfish ambition, contention exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. Porque donde hay celos y contención or egoísmo, ahí hay perturbación y todo obra perversa. Amen. Let's pray. Oramos. Father, we first give thanks to you for what you're doing in Firm, these dear brothers. God, I just pray that you provide for them in a tremendous way. Take care of all their needs. God, I pray for Christian, as he teaches in Second Perryville this evening. God, I just pray that he'd be a great blessing to the church and encourage them to continue. What an opportunity he has this evening. I pray for Felipe. God, pray that you just give him a good car. It'd be cheap, and that you'd provide transportation for his family. God, I pray that they would find a place to meet this Sunday, that you would open up a door, that maybe they would have a place that they can continually meet there and not in this house, that you'd get them out of that contract. God, I pray for Rolando. I pray that you'd give them the building, that you'd cause the convention just to have soft hearts, and that they would say, look, this is your church building, and that they would turn that over to him. And God, pray for Javier. And I pray that this man, Luis, that came to hear the gospel, I pray that you'd work on his heart, open his eyes to see the beauty of Christ. And God, I pray for Carlos. Pray that the government would fix that road, that they would quickly be able to have regular meeting again without the strain of trying to work that out. And Father, I just pray for the people here that were here on Sunday, heard the gospel. And I just pray, Father, you'd work on their hearts, cause them to respond and bear these things heavy upon them. And God, I pray for this evening. Pray that you would teach us what it means to be content in Christ. Show us the blessing that comes of being content and the warning of the disaster that is left when we're not content. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. May be seated, put into more sin. So I speak so often on providence and fear. Yo hablo tanto sobre providencia y temor. I really believe that is the lot of the Christian life. Yo en realidad creo, ese es el lote de la vida cristiana. If we understand providence, si entendemos providencia, if we understand the workings of God, si entendemos la obra de Dios, that everything in our life is directed from his hand. Que cada cosa en nuestra vida dirigido de su mano. And then we understand fear. Entendemos temor. And it would lead us to right worship. Y nos lleve a la oración correcta. I really believe we can sum up the Christian life in those two things. Creo que podemos resumir la vida cristiana en esas dos cosas of providence and fear. And providencia y temor. If you look at the encouragement in the New Testament, si ves el ánimo en Nuevo Testamento, I'm hung up on Colossians 3 right now. Estoy atado en Colosenses 3 ahorita in my personal life, en mi vida personal. Paul encouraging the church to continue. Pablo animando la iglesia a seguir. He says, set your eyes on Christ. Dice, ponte tus ojos en Cristo. Remember the providence you have in Christ. Recuerdas la providencia que hay, tienes en Cristo. Your life is hid in Him. Tu vida está escondido con Él. And then he says, and fear Him because He's going to come back. Después temas a Él porque va a regresar. That's our hope. Es nuestra esperanza. So the whole of the Christian life, the entero de la vida cristiana, the providence of God and the fear of God. Providencia de Dios y el temor de Dios. Now, I want to show you this evening, quiero mostrarte esta tarde, what a right view of providence and fear, que una correcta visión de providencia y temor, what it equals, que iguala, what it sums up, lo que asume divine contentment. Hacer contento divinamente. Being content is a product of our understanding, a right understanding of God. Hacer contento es un producto de un buen entendimiento de Dios. So, if we ask the question, what does it mean to be content? Si hacemos la pregunta, ¿qué quiere decir hacer contento? What does it mean that my heart is content? ¿Qué quiere decir que mi corazón es contento? Now, I'm going to answer this generally for the whole world. Yo voy a responder este generalmente por todo el mundo. So I want you to know what my definition is covering. Quiero que tú sepas qué está cubriendo mi definición. Contentment in the entire world. Hacer contento en todo el mundo. I'm saying this is the definition of contentment. Yo estoy diciendo, esta es la definición de ser contento. That you're satisfied in Christ. Que estás satisfecho en Cristo. So, I understand the implications of that. Yo entiendo la implicación de esta. There is no contentment outside of Christ. Nadie puede ser contento fuera de Cristo. People might act like they are. La gente puede actuar como están. It's just a show. Solo es fingido. No one is content outside of Christ. Nadie es contento afuera de Cristo. Only Christ leads to true contentment. Solo Cristo lleva a ser contento verdaderamente. Do we not see this in the story of Job? No vemos esto en la historia de Job. I'm going to show it to you from a different angle. Te voy a mostrarlo de un ángulo diferente. Satan goes to God. Satanás va a Dios. And God says, have you considered Job? Y Dios dice, has considerado Job. Let me touch him. Déjame tocarlo. The confidence of Satan, el confianza de Satanás, if I take away from him all these blessings, si yo quito de él todas esas bendiciones, he'll curse you. Él te va a maldecir. God takes away all these things from Job. Dios quita todas esas cosas de Job. Now, I know what we're taught. Yo sé que estamos enseñando that Satan took all these things away from Job. Que Satanás quitó todas esas cosas de Job. Job, writing the book of Job, Job escribiendo el libro de Job, writes in chapter 1, escribe en capítulo 1, the fire of God came down. El fuego de Dios bajó. So, the point of view of Job, el punto de vista de Job is God did it. Is Dios lo hizo. So, Satan so confident, Satanás es tan confiado, let me take all these things away. Déjame quitar todas esas cosas and he'll curse you. Te va a maldecir. Why? ¿Por qué? No one in the world is content. Nadie en el mundo es contento. So he takes all this away. And what does Job do? El quita todo esto. ¿Qué hace Job? He rips his clothes and he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Quita su ropa. And he said, bendito sea el nombre del Señor. And Satan says, let me make him sick. Y Satanás dice, déjame tocar a él y hacerle enfermo. And he's going to curse you. Y te va a maldecir. And Job never does. Y Job nunca lo hace. You know why? ¿Sabes por qué? He's content on Christ. He's not contento de Cristo. But Satan doesn't believe it. Satanás no lo cree. No one's that content. Nadie es tan contento así. Only in Christ. Solo en Cristo. Contentment is a vital aspect of the Christian walk. Hacer contento es un aspecto vital de la vida cristiana. How can we be content? ¿Cómo podemos ser contentos? You must give yourself to God's word. Tienes que darte tú mismo la palabra de Dios. Hear me, escúchame. I'm giving you a formula for being content. Estoy dándote una formula de ser contento. You give yourself to God's word. Dar tu vida a la palabra de Dios. So that as you live in providence, mientras vives en providencia, you'll understand it. Lo entiendes. So, you want to be content? ¿Quieres ser contento? Give yourself every day to the Word of God. Darte tú mismo cada día a la palabra de Dios. So that when providence comes, cuando viene providencia, I get it. Lo entiendo. The Word of God makes this clear. La palabra de Dios hace esto muy claro. For my good and for His glory. and it leads me to right fear. Yo entiendo esto para mi bien y para su gloria. Estoy contento y me lleva a una buena vista de temor de Dios. It leads me to right fear of God. It leads me to worship. Y me lleva a una buen temor de Dios que me lleva a adoración. And then I'm content. Y ahí estoy contento. That is the cycle of becoming content. Este es el ciclo de ser contento. And this is the mark of the true Christian. Ese es el marco de verdadero cristiano. Let me show you in three places. Déjame mostrarte en tres lugares. The rich young ruler, el joven rico. Hey, I want to follow you. Quiero seguirte. Do my commandments. Haz mis mandamientos. I have. Lo he hecho. Sell everything you have. Vendes todo lo que tiene. He went away sad. Se fue triste. Segundo, Romans chapter 12, Romanos capítulo 12. Let love be genuine. Deja que amor sea genuino. So that's the command, that's the mandamiento. In the church, in la iglesia, we have a body with many members. Tenemos un cuerpo con muchos miembros. So Paul's command is, the mandamiento de Pablo, then love must be genuine. Amor tiene que ser genuino. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Regocijaos con los que regocijan. You can only rejoice with those who rejoice if you're content in Christ. Solo puedes regocijar con los que regocijan si estás contento en Cristo. Number three. Pablo. Paul's suffering in prison. Pablo está sufriendo en cárcel. And the church at Philippi, la iglesia de Filipos, they're worried about him. Están preocupados por él. And he goes, don't worry about me. No te preocupes de mí. Let me tell you who I am. Déjame decirte quién soy. I'm Paul. Yo soy Pablo. Circumcised on the eighth day. Circumcisado en el octavo día. I was Saul. Era Saul. Like Saul, como Saul. Circumcised on the eighth day like Saul. Circumcisado con octavo día como Saul. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin like Saul. De la tribu de Benjamín como Saul. I'm a Jew of Jews. Judío de judío. And it's all dog food. Y todo es comida de perro. Why? That I might gain Christ. Para que puedo ganar a Cristo. That's the mark of the Christian life. It's a mark of the vida cristiana. We're no longer restless in heart. Ya no estamos vagando en corazón. My heart has found a resting place. Mi corazón ha encontrado un lugar de descanso on Christ, in Cristo. So we see how this doctrine is working out in our life. Vemos como esta doctrina trabaja en la vida. So listen, escucha. This is all going to come together. Todo esto va junto. Providence fear, providencia temor, leads to contentment. Me lleva a contentamiento, a ser contento. Okay? So that whatever happens in my life, para que lo que pasa en mi vida, I'm content. Estoy contento. I'm unmoved. No me muevo. I'm okay. Estoy bien. It is well with my soul. Está bien con mi alma. Estoy bien con el Señor. So what in the world does this have to do with James chapter 3? ¿Qué tiene que ver esto con Santiago capítulo 3? The question from verse 13. La pregunta de versículo 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? He asked. Dice en capítulo 13. ¿Quién es el sabio entendido entre vosotros? So, who among you is the wise and understanding? ¿Quién entre ustedes es el sabio y quien entiende? Who has wisdom? ¿Quién tiene sabiduría? We would say Solomon. Diríamos Salomón. But why? ¿Por qué? Because he, like a fool, porque él como necio, chased after the wind. Buscó el aire and came to the conclusion, y llega a la conclusión, it's a chasing after the wind. Estoy corriendo atrás del aire, and don't do that. No haces eso. So he has wisdom to Entonces tiene sabiduría. Because he comes to the conclusion, there's only one end, porque él llega a la conclusión, solo hay un fin. Love God and do his commandments. Amas a Dios y haces sus mandamientos. You read the book of Proverbs. Lees el libro de Proverbios. Son, don't do that. Hijo, no haces eso. Be content with the cistern that you have. Seas contento con la cisterna que tú tienes. Do not drink from the ones that are broken. No tomas que los de los que están rotos. They don't work. No sirven. So he has wisdom because he's content. Tiene sabiduría porque está contento. So James asks the question, who's wise and understanding? ¿Quién es sabio entendido? The one who's content on Christ. El quien es contento en Cristo. So what's the opposite of wise and understanding? ¿Qué es el opuesto de sabio entendido? Look at verse 16. Mira versículo 16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. Dice, porque donde hay celos y contención, allí hay perturbación y toda obra perversa. It's jealousy and selfish ambition in the heart. It's celosidad, celos y ambición en el corazón. These flow from a lack of being content. Estas fluyen de una falta de ser contento. True contentment allows you to truly rejoice when someone rejoices. El verdadero contento, ser contento verdaderamente, te deja regocijar cuando alguien regocija. A lack of contentment won't allow it. Una falta de ser contento no lo hace. Something good happens in the life of one of your brothers. Algo bueno pasa en la vida de uno de tus hermanos. That's good. That's bueno. And inside you're like, why not me? Y adentro eres, ¿por qué no yo? So here's a scenario. Aquí está un escenario. This is what James is painting for us. This is lo que está pintando Santiago. The fool is chasing after the wind to fill his own heart. El necio está corriendo atrás del aire para llenar su propio corazón. And the wise is content with the loss of all things. Y el sabio es contento con la pérdida de todas las cosas. So the wise man has all this, el sabio tiene todo esto, and he loses it all. Y se pierde todo, and he goes, blessed be the name of the Lord. Y dice, bendito sea el nombre del Señor. And the fool doesn't have it, y el necio no lo tiene, and he's running every day trying to get it. Está corriendo todos los días tratando de llegarlo. And he gets a little taste, and it doesn't work. Tiene un sabor y no funciona. And he just keeps going and sigue. And he has no peace. No tiene paz. This is what James is communicating. Es lo que Santiago está comunicando. So I want you to see two things from the text. Quiero que veas dos cosas del texto hoy. First, I want you to see this privately. Quiero que veas esto en privado. Where jealousy and selfish ambition reign, there's dishonor in every vile practice. Donde reina el celoso, la celosidad y contención, ahí está todo desorden y vil práctica. First, we see jealousy and selfish ambition in the heart. Primero vemos celos y contención del corazón. It's a restless, wicked heart. Es un corazón vagando y malvado. First, it's restless. Primero está vagando. There's nothing but disorder in the heart. No hay nada excepto desorden en el corazón. Nothing sure and firm. No hay nada seguro y firme. One day it's this, and the next day it's this. Un día es este, y siguiente día es esto. And they're running after the wind. It's a great illustration. Están corriendo atrás del aire. Es una gran ilustración. Paul says it like this. Pablo dice así. It's like a man beating the air. Es como un hombre golpeando el aire. What if we just heard this crazy commotion outside? ¿Qué tal si nosotros escuchamos este ruido afuera? And we go outside and a man standing like this and just fighting with the air. Y un hombre está parado peleando con el aire. What are you doing? ¿Qué haces? It's what this is. Es lo que es eso. But hear this, escucha esto. It's a restless heart. Es un corazón vagando. And nothing puts disorder in a restless heart. Nada pone más desorden en un corazón vagando than the happiness of another. Que la felicidad de otro. It happens all the time. Pasa todas las veces. Happiness in the heart of one, felicidad en el corazón de uno, is sorrow in the heart of another, is lamentación en el corazón de otro. Think on that. Piénsalo. One of your brothers shows up. Uno de tus hermanos llega. Hey, come outside, I got a new car. Venga afuera, tengo un nuevo coche. And your heart just sinks. Tu corazón se hunde. Why not me? ¿Por qué no yo? You can't even listen to the sermon. Ni puedes escuchar el sermón. God, that's not fair. Dios no es justo. But you know how it should be in the church? ¿Sabes cómo debe ser en la iglesia? Somebody gets a new car. Alguien tiene un nuevo coche. And we all get to enjoy it. Y todos lo disfrutamos. You can't even hardly sleep at night. Casi no puedes dormir en la noche thinking, man, they got a good deal. Tienen un buen deal. And I'm so happy for them. Estoy tan feliz por ellos. And you're even happier than they are. Estás aún más feliz que ellos. That's how it should be. Es como debe ser. Why? Because all of my contentment is in Christ. Porque todo mi contentamiento es en Cristo. But when it's not, cuando no lo es, it's sorrow. It's lamentación. Envy in the heart is like cannibalism. Envidia en el corazón es como cannibalismo. It just eats at you and eats at you and eats at you. Te consume, te consume, te consume until there's nothing left. Hasta que no hay nada. And then you're just this old grumpy person with a hardened heart. Solo es un gruñón con un corazón de piedra. Satan uses the tool of envy, church. Satanás usa la herramienta de envidia. He will take something beautiful. Él toma algo hermoso. Think about it. Piénsalo. Adam and Eve messed up. Adán y Eva cayeron. But guess what? God gave him a place, a beautiful world. Pero qué crees? Dios le dio un hermoso tierra. And animals, y animales. And dominion over all of it. Y dominio sobre todo. And a way to worship. Una forma de adorar. To offer to God for what he's given us. Ofrecer a Dios lo que está dado a nosotros. To come on his day and offer. A venir en su día ofrecer. Adam and Eve fall, but you have repentance. Adán y Eva cayeron, pero hay arrepentimiento. And you have this whole world for four people. Tienes todo un mundo por cuatro personas. And it's not big enough for two brothers because of envy. Y no es suficiente grande por dos hermanos por envidia. And it just brings a whole line of wickedness. Trae toda una línea de maldad. Let me give you an example. Déjame darte un ejemplo. This has happened to me several times. I'm just confessing. Eso me ha pasado varias veces. Estoy confesando. struggling with the text for Sunday, luchando con el texto por domingo. I really want to go fishing, quiero ir a pescar, but I'm going to have to stay a few more hours. Voy a tener que quedarme más tiempo. So I stay. Me quedo. And I enjoy it. Me disfruto. Come home in the evening with my family. Llego a la tarde con mi familia. Open up Facebook. Abre Facebook. Somebody went to the lake. Alguien fue al lago. They caught a big fish. Agarran buen gran pescado. See, God, if I would have just left. Lo ves, Dios, si me hubiera ido. This would have been my Facebook post. You would have seen me posting on Facebook. Satan uses it. Satanás lo usa. And we fall to it so easy. Caemos ahí tan fácilmente. So, second, a jealous heart is a wicked heart. Un corazón envidioso es un corazón malvado. That's what it says. Es lo que dice. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. Dice, porque donde hay celos y contención, ahí hay perturbación y toda obra perversa or vil. When jealousy takes over the heart, there's nothing a man won't do to gain what he wants. Cuando la celosidad llega, consume el corazón, no hay nada que el hombre no haría para tenerlo. You know, people still try to rob banks. ¿Sabes que gente todavía tratan de robar bancos? They go into a bank and think they're going to get away with it. Van a un banco y creen que van a escapar. They do that. Hacen esto. Why? ¿Por qué? Envidia. Envy. Jealousy and selfish ambition rule the heart. Celosidad y egoísmo reinan el corazón. They're tools for Satan, son herramientas por Satanás. We must kill them quickly. Tenemos que matarlos prontamente. So we see privately, vemos privada. This happens in the heart of each one of us. Este pasa en el corazón de cada uno de nosotros. No one is exempt. Nadie está excluido. This happens in the heart of every one of us. Este pasa en el corazón de todos nosotros. But it also happens corporately. Pero también pasa corporalmente. Where jealousy and selfish ambition are, there'll be disorder. Donde hay celosidad y ambición, celoso, hay un desorden. Where these things rule in the heart of a people. Cuando esas cosas reinan en el corazón de gente, there's a disorder. Hay un desorden. You don't believe me? Look at the United States. Si no me crees, mira Estados Unidos. Jealousy and envy, celosidad, envidia, selfish ambition, ambición, celoso, they rule our society. Reinan nuestra sociedad. Everywhere. A todos lados. No one has any peace. Nadie tiene un paz. Happens in the church as well. Pasa en la iglesia también. This is my church. You're not going to do that. This is mi iglesia. No va a hacer eso. It's in our church. No es nuestra iglesia. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ. La iglesia del Señor Jesucristo. Jesus prays in John 17 against strife. Jesús ora en Juan 17 en contra de la envidia, contención. Let them be one, even as you and I are one. Que sean uno como tú y yo somos uno. That they would be of one heart and mind. Que sean un corazón y mente. It's disorder that will come out of this. Es un desorden que sale de esto. So here you have the question. Aquí tienes la pregunta. Who is wise and understanding among you? ¿Quién es el sabio entendido entre ustedes? Who is the one who has wisdom? ¿Quién es el que tiene sabiduría? not the one chasing after the wind. No es él corriendo atrás del aire. Taken away by jealousy and envy. Llevado por envidia, celosidad. No, the one who's content on Christ, he's wise. El que tiene contentamiento en Cristo, él es sabio. So verse 16, versículo 16. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. Donde existe the envidia, celosidad, ahí hay perturbación y todo obra perversa. I remember when all of my friends were going to the convention last year. Recuerdo que mis amigos estaban yendo a la convención el año pasado. We're going to go fight for it. Vamos a ir a pelear por ello. So, do you know how much money the Southern Baptist Convention has in financial assets? Le dije, ¿sabes cuánto dinero tienen en a banco? Dinero en a banco. I'm not talking about buildings. No estoy hablando de edificios. Or things they own. Or cosas que dueñan. Money in the bank. Dinero en a banco. $50 billion. 50 billones de dólares. And you think there's not going to be disorder in every evil, vile practice. Y crees que no va a haber desorden y todo vil práctica. It's a sunken ship. Es un barco en hundo. That's what he's saying. It's okay, está diciendo. Where there's jealousy and selfish ambition, donde hay celosidad y esta contención, every vile practice, toda la práctica vil. And what we'll see next week is the answer. Lo que vamos a ver la siguiente semana es la respuesta. Actually, not the next week, the first week in December. De hecho, no la siguiente semana, la primera semana de diciembre. But the wisdom of God, the wisdom from above, is first pure and peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Dice, pero la sabiduría que es de lo alto es primeramente pura, después pacífica, amable, benigna, llena de misericordia y de buenos frutos, sin incertidumbre ni hipocresía. That's contentment in Christ. Eso es lo que quiere decir, ser contento con Cristo. Let's pray, oramos. Dios, yo pido que hagas en nuestra iglesia uno como versículo 17 y no 16. Que nosotros seamos pasibles de paz, benignos, llenos de amor, contentos en Cristo. En nombre de Cristo Jesús oramos. Amén.